Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Welcome back. We're officially recording in real time. We're not doing any of these batching type things anymore now that we've gotten through the holidays. Did you have a good Christmas, John? And holiday?
Yeah.
Our epic staycation?
Yeah, it's a lot of nothing. A
lot of nothing, and we ended up very sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been this sick in a while. I'm now just recovering, still recovering from a cold I got like from Christmas Eve.
Probably.
And luckily it went away briefly for Christmas Day, and then it hit again right afterwards. So
came back with a vengeance.
Yep.
Yeah, so our ultimate epic staycation
was plagued.
Was
disease.
Yeah, it was took a little bit of a backseat as we all just tried to work on getting healthy. So in today's episode, we actually had somebody write in a question that we're going to discuss a little bit on the podcast. So if you ever have any situations that you're walking through or any questions that you have, feel free to send us an email over at jcvhouse@gmail.com. We'd love to be able to respond and offer any suggestions or advice. So we're going to be answering one of those questions today. We have already answered this person, so we're just, you know, this is probably helpful for anyone that's going through this.
Like any true millennials, we don't have answers. We just have a response from our own perspective.
Yes.
So yeah, this guy wrote in and saying he's recognizing a lot of unhealthy patterns just in his marriage. They've been married for a year. Super busy people. Like, he's a doctor, she's a lawyer. So like, that could also play into like the habits that they're building. But then like he says that they had a pattern of communication that has become listening to respond, interrupting, defensive. And so he's just wanting to know, like, okay, if we recognize it,
which is great. Step one.
That is step one. Yeah. If we recognize it, how do we like stop it? Like, how do we move towards, listening to, here, listening to, and what are the healthy versions of the?
It's like the heart-centered listening.
Yeah, like heart-centering listening. What's the opposite of defensiveness of loving?
Intentionality.
Intentionality. And then also just like actually like caring for the other person, not just like, it's not just like a transaction. It's more of a like a relationship. He says, the last sentence is like, our relationship becomes very transactional at times. And I think I think we can kind of find ourselves in that spot of just like finding ourselves that like, I'm doing one thing, you're doing another thing, the kids are doing their own things, and we're all kind of just cohabitating.
There you go.
I don't know why I was trying to put another O in there. So yeah, it becomes like this pattern. And so like, once you recognize it, like, be the change, obviously, that you want to see. So start, rather than expecting the other person to change, like, start with what you're bringing to the table. Has always been like, I mean,
you can't change your spouse.
Yeah,
you can change yourself.
I'm looking back at what my actually shockingly I said that exact same thing, right? Of like, recognizing that there is a negative habit is the first step to any kind of change. This morning I was pondering this idea of like, change occurs in nuanced. Is change is nuanced? Like, change occurs in very small increments, right? Yeah. And so, like, to expect total change in a day, in an hour, would be ridiculous. Like, change, it takes a while. So, if you find yourself in this rut, in this place where you've created unhealthy habits, it's just don't expect that to change overnight.
Right.
You need to put in the habits that actually allow you to be more intentional with your spouse. But if you want holistic change, both W-H-O-L, whatever, yeah, whole, and then also holy change, can only occur through the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if you're not inviting Jesus, which I recognized after sending this email, I did not mention anything about, didn't ask any questions about, like, what is your belief? What does your faith look like? What is your faith background? And I didn't even include anything about Jesus.
Hindsight,
yes. And so if we want to change for the better, if we want to, why does wicked come
to mind? I was going to say, I knew you were about to say wicked.
It's been changed for the better. if we want holistic change, it can only happen through the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So if you're not inviting God into your situation, you might see a little bit of betterment. Like, yes, you can change as a human, but like, to be totally changed for a holiness aspect of change, that can only occur through the Holy Spirit.
Right. And I think when we look at this all together, you had mentioned this isn't going to happen overnight. There are going to be small little things that make up the multitude. It's a small, tiny habits that we do either consciously or unconsciously that make up who we are. And if you're recognizing that this is kind of where you're at with your spouse, with even maybe just relationships in your life where it just feels very transactional, it doesn't feel really intentional, that's when you, as someone who's recognizing it, it's very tempting for us to go to the other person and say, this is where you're being wrong. Like, this is where I need you to love me better. And this is where I need more from you. And that's very me-centric. And that shouldn't be our desire, ultimately.
Right. I think it's more of the, like, you're expecting them to show up. The reality is that you both made a commitment to loving each other. And he's like, well, I will only love him if he starts doing blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which is like, no, you both signed a covenant. You both signed an agreement before God of saying, I'm going to love them till death.
And I'm going to choose to love them.
And choose to love, yeah. That's a big thing of, like, love ultimately is a choice.
The other thing I was thinking of is, it's the piece of asking the Holy Spirit. How am I maybe missing the mark when it comes to loving my spouse better? And then how am I, Lord, not looking more and more like you every day? I have a coworker who she sent me this reel that was very, this is beneficial for the new year. People are really focused on, like, what's your word of the year? And you and I both don't have words of the year. That's just not a practice that we have. But one of the things that they had talked about is, instead of having a word of the year, what would it look like to have an attribute of God for the year? Like, what attribute of God are you focusing on? Maybe becoming more like, or just putting more attention and focus onto. And her and I were chatting yesterday about what attribute of God, and she's entering into a very, very difficult season of her life right now, and it's hard on everybody. And I asked her, what attribute of God are you choosing to focus on? And there, with this very difficult season that she's walking through, this reminder that God is her peace was something that she needs to cling on to, that she doesn't need to fear, but that she can walk with the Lord being our peace. And I say that to say that when it comes to these types of situations where you feel like you might be in a rut, and it's going to happen, like, this is just the reality of life, asking, okay, Lord, what attribute am I not choosing to focus on? And how can I have that play out in my walk with you? And how can I have that play out with my spouse and those around me? So I'm hopeful of, with this particular person, in the situation that they're in, that their first step isn't what can my what can my spouse do better for me, but it's how can I look more like Jesus and that be an outpouring into my relationships.
I another thought that came across my mind from reading my email back to this guy was you need to find the source of the how do you know what I'm saying?
You got to find the source of where it's coming from.
No, I was gonna okay. say.
Sorry.
Like, no, I don't think you know where I'm going.
Okay.
You need to find the source of what is lacking, of what's lacking. Mm-hmm. So if it's a lack of information, of like, I don't know how to communicate, or if it's a lack of desire, I just don't care, or is it a lack of intentionality, like we just book our schedules with work, I'm gonna work 24/7, then you're just gonna like, you're gonna drift apart because you're not making time for each other. And so you need to find where the lack is, right? Like discover where it is. Do you have any other like just generalities? Because I was going to shift into practicalities.
You can go to practicalities.
Okay. The practical advice I gave this guy was, yes, they had only been married for a year, but they probably been dating for a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm. And so I said, what was that one thing, like, or multiple things? I'm sure there's multiple things that you did while you're dating. Mm-hmm. That made her feel loved. Was it like spontaneous flowers, a spontaneous gift? Was it a random date night where you get dressed up to the nines and took her out and got dinner at a fancy place? It's just like there were things that you did in the past of your relationship that that made the other person feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, those things went by the wayside when your life got busy, when you decided that now you just have roommate syndrome, right? Mm-hmm. Of no longer intentionally pouring into your spouse.
I think that's key when you look at practically to look back of in the dating and engagement phase, you're in the pursuit. And then when you get married, it's like you won the game. Now what? Like you were trying so hard to, again, this is not a perfect analogy, but you're trying so hard to pursue and to woo and to make the other person feel loved and special while you're dating. And then when you get married, it's like, okay, well, we're already married. I don't have to pursue. I don't have to woo. I don't have to.
I've proven my love.
Right. Exactly. Like she said, yes, I'm done. This is great. We're married. And it is so easy for all that to go away. So practically speaking, what is one thing that you could do this week to show your wife that you care for her?
Or husband.
Or, yeah, exactly. Or husband.
Statistically, or to our audience, this is mostly a female audience.
Yes. So what is one thing that you could do for your spouse today to make them feel loved? And just one. Like, we're not talking about this is... These are big things that you feel like you need to do. This is a, what is that one step? What would that step look like in this week to just intentionally pursue and to listen and to understand and to hear and just carve out time to have with your spouse and whatever that looks like. So, our desire is that you guys have really awesome marriages. And I know we're not perfect. If you're just new finding us, I'm Carrie. This is my husband, John.
Yep, that's me.
We've been married for 7.5 years. And we don't have everything figured out. We just have... We've gone through some stuff that we just want to share. And that's all that we're here to do. And we just want to be guides if you're a couple steps behind, whatever that looks like. So thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. If you're loving this content, please leave us a review and rating over on Apple Podcasts. It really, really means the world to us. That's a great Christmas gift for us. And if you're listening on Spotify, leave us a rating. The other thing is, if you have questions or advice and you want to send it in, feel free to send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com. We'd love to be able to answer it either privately or we can answer it on the show, kind of like what we did here. So we're always open to supporting you in whatever that looks like. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.